And we have a special guest in our studio this morning. As a matter of fact, she is the nursing supervisor for the urgent care here in Mexico, Elise James, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. I'm going to have you grab that microphone just a bit closer to you, and we'll turn up your volume a little bit.
Okay.
We wanted to talk to you a little bit about urgent care. It's been in Mexico for a couple of years now, but some people may not know. Mm-hmm. You've expanded your hours out there. Just tell us a little bit about that this morning.
We have. So we've been here since August of 2022. And just recently in November, we have expanded our hours to 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., 7 days a week.
That is outstanding. Now, as always, it's walk-in only, so no appointment necessary there?
Correct, yeah. So you can come in. We check you in. We've got nurses there on site that will, if we've got a full waiting room, they'll get your vitals. They'll get you started, start taking care of you, and the doctors will see you by the acuity or how ill you are.
Sure. You know, one thing that I've been hearing that has been going around, and we've been doing several reports on it, the flu numbers, the flu bug has kind of been hitting some people around the area lately. Is this kind of something that you've been seeing with patients? Has it been on the rise at the urgent care here in Mexico?
Oh, yes, it was. It was a rough flu season. This is the first week that I've seen the numbers trending down, actually, but it was a long one, and it hit us really hard, both flu A and flu B, and yes, it was getting our community pretty sick.
No doubt about it. Are there any preventative measures that people can take to try and avoid the flu? I know one thing probably is get that vaccination at the beginning of flu season, right?
Absolutely. You do want to get your annual flu shot. And then some of the things that you can do yourself, making sure that you're having proper hand hygiene and washing, not touching your hands to your face, your eyes, and your nose, and coughing into your elbow, and just avoiding sick contacts if you can.
No doubt about it. You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about staffing. We've talked to several agencies, and that has kind of been a challenge since the COVID-19, getting staffing levels up.
Yes.
How are you guys doing with staffing at the urgent care here in Mexico?
I'm proud to report that we have a fully staffed urgent care and always have. We do continue to expand our positions, but we have a wonderful team of providers, mid-levels, including nurse practitioners, registered nurses, LPNs, radiology technologists, and frontline staff that check in people, and we have been fully staffed since we've opened.
That's outstanding. I know we're talking Mizzou Urgent Care Mexico, but you guys celebrated a milestone over in Boonville recently, right?
We sure did. Yesterday was our one-year anniversary. We all got to celebrate with the Jackson Road Medical Building, which is a combination of our urgent care services as well as family medicine and therapy services.
That's outstanding. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I want to say anybody who needs more information, I'm sure Mizzou has a website that folks can go to where you can call the Mizzou Urgent Care for more information.
That's correct. We're there. We're open and we're here for you guys.
All right. Thanks for taking some time out with us and thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you.